Chapter 37, Applying the Wallet Process. We want you to remember that what you're currently living is not nearly as important as how you feel about what you're living, because what you're living is changing constantly. Some people, as they hear these words, immediately take issue with them, for they believe that things are not changing, at least not for them. If you feel as if things are not changing, or changing very slowly, this is the reason. You are giving most of your attention to the what is you are living, and very little of your attention to the what you would like to be living. Because money is a big part of your day-to-day experience, a slight adjustment in the vibrational relationship between your desire and what you usually activate around the subject can make a very big difference in your experience. If it's your desire to have more money, but whenever you think about money you feel worried or frustrated, your emotional guidance system is indicating that you're moving in the wrong direction. You have to improve the vibrational relationship between your desire and the thoughts you most often think about this subject before things can change. And, as with all things, an improvement in the way you feel means that you're heading in the direction of your desire. It's natural for abundance to flow easily into your experience, and the wallet process will help you offer a vibration that's compatible with your receiving of money instead of your pushing it away. This wallet process works best if your range on the emotional guidance scale is within the following: from the top of like hopefulness down to as low as discouragement. In other words, from number 6 on the scale, hopefulness, down to contentment, boredom, pessimism, frustration, overwhelmment, disappointment, doubt, down to worry, blame, or even discouragement at 16. The wallet process. First, obtain a $100 bill and put it in your wallet or purse. Keep it with you at all times, and whenever you hold your wallet or your purse, remember that your $100 bill is there. Feel pleased that it is there, and remind yourself often of the added sense of security that it brings you. Now, as you move through your day, take note of the many things that you could purchase with that $100. By holding the $100 bill and not spending it right away, you receive the vibrational advantage of it every time you even think about it. In other words, if you were to remember your $100 and spend it on the first thing you noticed, you would receive the benefit of really feeling your financial well-being only once. But if you mentally spent that $100 20 or 30 times in that day, you will have received the vibrational feeling advantage of having spent $2,000 or $3,000. Each time you acknowledge that you have the power right there in your wallet to purchase this or to do that, you add to your sense of financial well-being over and over again. And so your point of attraction begins to shift. I could have that. I could have that. I have the ability to purchase that. And because you really do have the means to do just that, you're not pretending something that's not, there is now no hindering doubt or disbelief muddying the waters of your financial flow. The wallet process is a simple but powerful process, and it will change your financial point of attraction. Listen to the current contrasting financial abundance situation in the following example and see if you can identify the vibrations of resistance that are preventing any improvement for the people in the example. And then, as you listen to the examples offered of a deliberate application of the wallet process, see if you can feel the vibrational shift. Okay, let's apply this to current contrasting financial abundance situation. My husband and I have both had jobs for years, and we saved some money, but not a lot, but enough to live on for a year. We had a really great idea for our own business, and we had a friend who had enough money to help us get started. But now, after 2 years, we're still taking money from our savings to live on, and our savings account is going down fast. I feel worried. I feel discouraged. Now, applying the wallet process. We've decided to take a drive. Each of us has in our possession $100. It's our plan in the next hour or so to drive to the commercial district near our home and mentally spend these very real dollars again and again. Whenever either of us sees something that we want, we're going to experience the fun of mentally purchasing it. After all, we've got the money right here, right now, so we really could purchase an item if we wanted to. We're just going to drive around, look out the window, see what catches our attention, and mentally buy it if it pleases us. Oh, let's have dinner there tonight. I love eating there. Let's stop at the flower stand and get a gigantic bouquet. I think I'll buy that outdoor cooker for our patio. Let's get that swing set for the grandkids. Let's place an order with the man selling firewood so we're ready for our first fire. I'm going to schedule a day at the spa. Well, I'm going to get a great haircut. I think I'll stop and pick up some new shoes. Me too. I love that rug. What a good price that is. I'd like two or three of those big garden flower pots. I'd like those outdoor tree lights. Let's get a new mailbox and mulch for the front flower beds. I'm going to have the car washed and detailed. I love that rocking chair. Let's get it for the porch. How about new garden hoses? When you play this wallet game the first time, it is possible that in identifying things that you want to purchase, you may activate your feeling of not enough money. So, in the first minutes of the game, you may feel an increase in your discomfort rather than an increased feeling of relief. But as you play the game, if with each item that you identify, you'll stop and acknowledge, yes, if I really wanted to, I do have the money right here, right now to make this purchase, your discomfort will soften. And as you play the game longer, that discomfort will go away altogether. And once the discomfort is gone, the resistance is gone. And when the resistance is gone, your financial situation must begin to improve.